والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتخذوا من دونه آلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا صفر أو كما قال All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choices of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. We must be aware at all times that we are living in this world solely on the gifts of Allah ta'ala. A gift is something that is unconditional. Allah ta'ala has given it to us, we must use it. Whether it's our life, whether it's our breathing, whether it's our health, whether it's our youthfulness, whether it's our old age, whether it's our food, drinking, whatever. These are all the gifts of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given them to us so that we may use them to enhance our journey towards the Akhirah and enjoy the real life. So that is what we need to keep in mind. Alhamdulillah, my respected brothers, we are in the first week of Safar. The moon was sighted on Sunday night, alhamdulillah, in Middleburg as well. What is very sad with regard to this aspect of Safar is that in this day and age, when we have so many bayans being given about this month, we have so many pamphlets, we have so many learned ulama continuously talking about this, we have the media, the channels and the radio and whatever else it might be, where this repeatedly, this topic still keeps on coming up, regarding this issue of Safar, we still find people who are supposed to be, mashallah, learned in a degree and in a level where we expect them to know better, still stuck in the belief of ignorance regarding the month of Safar. And always it will be then traced back that our elders, our old people told us about it. My respected friends and brothers, just to give one or two examples. Till now, we still get phone calls. I'm talking in my personal capacity. That we have fixed our marriage date, but we just realized, that time we didn't realize, but now we just realized that it's going to be the month of Safar. So what? So they say, the elders say, that it's going to be a lot of bad luck. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. We have attributed month of Safar to bad luck. So what will happen is there will be bad luck in your marriage? Next question we ask. They say then things are going to be bad. Things are going to be, you know, marriage is not going to be good. So in our experience, again, I think a lot of people got married in Safar. The amount of divorce cases and marital problems and stormy marriages we deal with, I think the whole Ummah, 95% got married in Safar. Because marriage problems and marital problems are the nature, it's part of being married, it's going to happen. It's got nothing to do with the month of Safar. So this question, if ever it is asked to us here, my brothers, and if anybody realizes that they have fixed their marriage in the month of Safar, please do not panic about anything, inshallah, because there are lots, millions of marriages that were performed in Safar, and alhamdulillah, the couples are happy and nothing is going wrong. Happily ever after, alhamdulillah, they are living. Then the other one was, so happened again, I'm just give one or two personal things, and I was talking to an alim this morning. He said, what topic are you going to be talking on? Some out of town. So I said, we're supposed to talk of something else, but I've just got this one disturbing call, you see, in the week. And the lady is having difficulty with her husband, out of town, obviously. And she says, sends me a message, she says, Maulana, my friend has sent me this message, WhatsApp me this message, that the month of Safar has commenced. So I got this message on Monday, it's Monday, saying that the month of Safar has commenced and the wrath and anger of Allah Ta'ala comes down in the month of Safar. Now I've already got enough problems. I'm fearing what more can go wrong with my husband. He's already acting so wild. So, Jamiatul Ulama KZN has sent out a little, every year they send out a pamphlet, you know. So I just forwarded it to her. I said, it's absolute trash. There's nothing got to do with anything. Don't worry. It's also a beautiful month. It's a month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the kind of superstition people have. There's one false hadith, false, total it's a fabrication where somebody says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever gives me the glad tidings of the month of Safar, then I give him the glad tidings of whatever. There's no such hadith in any book, authentic book of hadith. So we must not fall for that, my respected friends and brothers. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say regarding the month of Safar, he says, La Safara. In other words, it's a few words. There's nothing ominous about the month of Safar. People used to harbor and hold certain, you know, wrong beliefs about contagious diseases and about owls. If the owl screeched near your house at night, you had it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la hamma, there's nothing like that. And wala safara, wala tiyara, there's nothing like ghosts also. People speak about ghosts, ghouls. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's nothing. There's nothing ominous about these things. Now, the thing is that, where did this thing start off from? We had given a history some time back that this thing is actually a pre-Islamic belief. But it came down in Islam, that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has addressed it in so many ahadith. And this belief, to harbor this kind of a belief, goes directly against our iman and our belief in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. We must remember that our iman is really sick. So then you find some people, they go so overboard with this month of Safar. I'm not going to give you all the details. But on a certain date of Safar, they have to cook certain kinds of things, 13 items or something like that. We never heard of such a thing. Then the last Monday of Safar or something, they have to again do certain things and give out some sweets and that, because mashallah, the month is now safely gone, you know. So all these funny beliefs, we can just entertain ourselves and laugh. Sometimes we need something. Laughter is the best medicine. And in these days of tension and that, it makes us, you know, but lighthearted. But really, while we think it's lighthearted, it's a serious indictment on the iman of people. And none of us sitting here, please, my brothers, should ever fall for it. If anybody brings up anything with regard to the Safar or any other silly superstition, we must very strongly link our iman to Allah and ask ourselves what this person is talking about and give him a nice, beautiful, polite, educational, enlightening answer. Like how Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And then we find this WhatsApping story also. Many of us are so weak that any trash that comes this way, we forward it. Wednesday night, I get one. But shukr, the person is asking me, Mona, is this authentic? I've got this message for the third time in 2 years. Tonight at 3:20 a.m., the moon is going to be making tawaf of the Kaaba, subhanallah. And it's going to turn blue. That's why they call it blue moon. And this event happens only every 1,000 years. But I've got this message, I'm telling you, for the third time in 2 years. I don't know how these 1,000 years came. Which 1,000 years are these? The last, they say the sky is going to turn light blue. But all the other ones, they say that the moon is going to turn blue and this is going to happen every 1,000 years. So I say that's why it's, because I think the story of the blue moon came from there. You know, after so long, I've seen you after every blue moon. But my brothers, all these things, the minute it comes, let us train ourselves and our iman to come to the assistance and to our help. And the first thing you do is you say, no, there's nothing, please reverse this message to whoever sent it. Don't forward it, reverse it. Tell a person to please send it back and tell them they must send it back. In this way, inshallah, we will clear a lot of doubts in the minds of the people. So, this thing with regard to the Safar goes back to pre-Islamic days. Therefore, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed it. And where it comes from? It comes from people who believe in it in this day and age, as a result of weakness in the belief of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One. Number two, weakness in the recognition of the greatness and the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can have belief in the oneness of Allah, we all read Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid Wa Lam Yulad, Wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. There's no one who is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way with regard to his powers, his being, his attributes, in him being worthy of worship. Allah is one. We read Surah Qul Huwa Allah all the time. Laysa kamithlihi shay, there's nothing like Allah Ta'ala. There's no one like Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So if we know that there's no one like Allah Ta'ala, then nothing else, whether it's a awl or whether it's the month of Safar or whatever it might be, it will not harm us because nothing happens except by the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is the belief in Tawheed, my respected brothers, we are supposed to inculcate and dismiss all these funny kinds of beliefs. Our own personal again thing is, we had an incident, Allah willed it, that a child was born with a cleft lip and a cleft palate. Medically, it's a normal thing that happens. The first thing some people told me that, you know what? The mother was cutting with a knife on the night when there was an eclipse. So then that poor child now had to have that difficulty. So it's this we had many, many years ago. And just told to me now, okay, but in this day and age, how can people still even bring those kind of things in their mind? So again, we did a little just for the fun of it. Research, there was no eclipse in the period of pregnancy, nothing, no eclipse. So how did this happen? What I'm saying, my respected friends and brothers, we must not fall for all these things. Let us not attribute the events here to other than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah is the one who does everything. That is what Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad tells us. And Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran that those who attribute their belief that others can do, in other words, they've taken those others as their deities and their idols and their gods. You must know that none of those things can do anything. لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا. They do not even have power over themselves. ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا. They can't, they don't have power over harming or protecting harm from coming to themselves. They have no power of benefiting anybody else. And ولا يملكون موتا. They do not even have power to give death or to save themselves from death. ولا حياتا. And the same with life. They can't give life to anybody and they can't save anybody's life. ولا نشورا. And they don't even have the power of resurrecting people again. Ever. It can ever happen again. So these are just two ayats of the Quran on the oneness and the tawheed of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we are believers, mashallah. When we say Allahu Akbar, it means Allah alone is the greatest. Finish. That's our iman. So anybody can come and attribute anything. We don't have to worry about that. We know that our iman, our belief in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala teaches us, dictates to us, and informs us that Allah alone is the one who does. No one else does anything else. We have to get that one. So because of the weakness in Tawheed, people then start attributing, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say, all praises are due to Allah. لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدَوْ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has not taken a son. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. And Allah does not have any partners in this entire kingdom of his, in his sovereignty. He doesn't have somebody helping him out here. No. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ. And Allah is not so low that he needs a helper and a supporter. We need helpers and supporters all the time. We need assistance. We can hold whatever position. We need deputies. We need people to help us. The thing is too heavy to carry. Please just help me on the other side there. We are weak. We are low. Allah is not so low. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ. He is not so weak that he needs a wali, a friend, or a supporter, or some kind of assistance. My brothers, Allah does not need any of that. So these are the ayat, and there are lots of ayat, and the entire mission of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam was what? To draw the people away from these kind of false beliefs and link them up to the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when we look at the attributes of Allah, you know what we call the Asma'ul Husna, the names of Allah, these are the attributes. If a person recites them and he ponders on them and he looks around, Ramadan we used to have a program there at the back with regard to the various names of Allah. Those are the names that are the manifestation of his qudrat at any given time, his power at any given time. So if you ponder over those things, then, my brothers, we'll recognize Allah. And anybody can come and tell us any nonsense after that. We'll just dismiss him with the contempt that he deserves. Because why? Allah is the one who does everything. And finally, this entire thing with regard to what is happening on the face of the earth and what is not happening is linked to the most vital belief of taqdeer. We all use the word taqdeer, but we need to understand that what does taqdeer mean? First of all, taqdeer, my brothers, is linked to the eternal, profound, unlimited knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows, Allah knew, Allah was all the time aware and is all the time aware. So his knowledge is very vast. That is taqdeer. Taqdeer means that we believe in this, that whatever happens, whatever is happening, whatever will happen is by the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the power of Allah, by the command of Allah, and by the will of Allah. Everything linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we are supposed to believe. Allah knew. When was taqdeer recorded, my brothers? Taqdeer, according to one hadith mentioned, that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it was recorded 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. So 50,000, and it can't be 50,000 earth years, but 50,000 hereafter years, which is much more longer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the length of that in another ayat of the Quran. Allah, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala, awwala shay'in ma khalaqallahu al-qalam. The first thing that Allah ta'ala created was the pen. The pen, and that's the pen of taqdeer. And he said to it, فَقَالَ لَا أُكْتُبْ. Write. So the pen said, مَاذَا أُكْتُبْ. What should I write? Allah ta'ala said, write taqdeer. Write taqdeer. So taqdeer was then recorded. But it doesn't mean that Allah ta'ala now became aware of it. No. The recording process took place, but what was supposed to have happened, it happened long time. Allah knew it long time ago already. That is what our belief is supposed to be. If we link all our happenings around us with taqdeer, my brothers, then we won't have any difficulty. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, amongst other things, believe in taqdeer, that means whatever happened and will happen is by the command of Allah ta'ala. Whatever is supposed to happen to you will happen. Whatever is not supposed to happen was never supposed to happen to you. If you believe in that, you will be the most carefree person. You will be okay with anything, whatever that happens around there. You won't be living in this life, you know, constricted and shackled, living with fear, living with people who are superstitious. They live a very frightful life. They're very scared. Anything, and they find a lemon on their driveway there, they're going to phone me probably and say, come and see why this lemon is here, and whatever other funny things happen. So my brothers, what we are saying, that we will be very, very carefree if we link our iman, our aqidah, to the belief that Allah alone does, and whatever happened, he knows it was supposed to happen, it has happened, and we must live with it. And we must remember that taqdeer is not some haphazard system. It is linked, it's in very, you know, harmonious sync with the things of this world. Everything that is happening is linked to something else that is supposed to happen. I give a simple example. We'll conclude on that. A person left late from his house. Suppose if 9 o'clock, he left 5 past 9. And he comes at the place, he finds a terrible accident. And he stops. He says, when did this happen? They said, this happened 5 minutes ago. So he says, subhanAllah, all the time you're swearing his wife in the car, you made late. Now I'm going to tell you shukar for making late. Because if we were 5 minutes earlier, yeah, it will be us. This happened exactly 5 minutes ago. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed that thing to happen. Allah ta'ala had willed you not to be there. Allah ta'ala made something happen this side that you became delayed. This is a simple example, if we give, of how taqdeer is harmoniously synced to whatever is happening on the face of this earth. And it is a vital part of our iman to believe in taqdeer. If a person does not believe in taqdeer, my brothers, and you know, we iman in mufassil, we all learn, آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى. People translate قدر, تقدير, as predestination. Don't say predestination, say destiny. It's an easier word to explain. Don't say pre-planned, because then people have all other kinds of things. My life is pre-planned and I can just mess around. Whatever Allah wants to happen will happen. I'm not going to read namaz. I'll tell Allah, you planned my life like that. So don't use those. Those are wrong words which we use, and then we change all our actions after that. So, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Qadr, taqdeer, destiny, the good and the bad. Khair and shar. We change it slightly for us to understand it better. Khair, we say favorable. Shar, unfavorable. So good things and difficult things that happen to us are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't attribute badness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the life that we are living in is basically a roller coaster of favorable and unfavorable conditions. supposed to happen or not supposed to happen, good or bad, is all supposed to have happened. If a person can come to terms with that, whenever something happens, he says this was supposed to happen. Obviously, in terms of human error and all ever other mistakes a person made, he must make sure he doesn't do that in the future. But all that also happened by taqdeer. To such an extent, the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when we make du'as and we wazifas and all these things, does it change our taqdeer? The same way I can ask a question here, that if I am sick and I take medicine, then will the medicine cure me? Will it change my taqdeer? Simple answer. If Allah Ta'ala has written in taqdeer for the medicine to cure me, I'll get cured. If Allah Ta'ala has made it and He has written and He has already willed that my recitation of the wazifas will help me, it will help me, inshallah. So it goes back and it's a very profound thing to understand. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith, he found a group of Sahaba arguing about taqdeer. We don't go into discussion on this, my brothers. This is just because the month of Safar comes and this disturbing issues in this day and age still come about where people are attributing bad luck to the month, then there's something wrong. That's why we're just tackling it. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got very angry. He asked the Sahaba, have I been sent for this? Few people are discussing and arguing about taqdeer. It's something that cannot be fully comprehended. I mentioned earlier, it's a very vast subject. It's linked to the profound and internal knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Who can put so much into such a small little brain? It'll never ever happen. Allah Ta'ala is infinite, is unlimited in His attributes and His qualities. So, my respected friends and brothers, that's where we leave it at, that we accept whatever happened. Amantu billah, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is from Allah ta'ala. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever anything has happened over, we say, wal khayru ma waqa'a, there is goodness in whatever has happened. And I gave the short example of now. Sometimes in our grief, there are great miracles that show themselves later on. Sometimes in our difficulty, there are great wisdom that unfold later on. Leave everything in the hands of Allah. Believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Whatever He has done is for our good, for our betterment. Allah ta'ala is not our enemy. How can Allah ta'ala have an enemy? He is most loving, He is most kind, He is most compassionate. Yes, there are those other aspects where we do certain wrong things, our gunas, our sins, that Allah has put a system that if you do this, you put your hand in hot water, you're going to get burnt. Put your hand on a hot stove, you're going to get burnt. Put ice on your hand, you're going to get cold. So you do bad deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put that system into place. So there a person must reform himself. But all other this bad luck story concluded in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, with regard to, you know, attributing bad luck to days and to months, how can we? Days and months are actually time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man has harmed me. Yuzin ibn Adam. Why? He swears time. He abuses time. He speaks bad things about time. You know, times are bad. Very bad time. He doesn't say bad times. And he attributes badness to time, like how people say suffer. Time, rising and setting of the sun, passing of the day and the night, the week and the month and the year and the centuries and the millenniums, whatever it might be. That, my brothers, is what time. Allah Ta'ala says, I am time. Everything is in my hand. Same hadith you're continuing. And the revolution of the day and night is also in my hand. How can Allah Ta'ala put badness in time when He has given us time for our own convenience, for our own comfort? He has made mention of the day in the Quran Kareem that we have given you days so that you might go and earn livelihood. We have given you night so that you might rest. So there's a goodness in all these things for us here. So then Allah Ta'ala will still put badness? No, He won't put badness. He will only put goodness. All khair is in the hands. بَيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ All goodness is in your hands, O Allah Ta'ala. So my respected friends, but we do not attribute bad luck in that to the month of Safar or to any other funny superstitions that we hear from time to time. We just keep ourselves connected to the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.